So I thought we would work a few examples today. We're going to do, my notes is labeled as problem 3.8, and I think in your, the new version of the books, is actually exercise 3.13, is really similar, if not identical. And what we have something like that. We have some points. A, B, C. And we're given an angle. Problem that's called, given some kind of degrees, let's just call it something else. Let's call that theta, maybe. Given a numerical problem. And then there's a rotation about AB. Let's call that phi and phi dot. And there's a rotation about BC that we're going to call beta. Okay, so what's happening here? We have a series of rotations, right? So we have first rotation is it's rotated by phi about the line AB, and then it's rotated so we have two rotations, phi and beta. Okay. And phi occurs first, so we make phi rotation, and then we do B, then we do beta. Okay. Problem is also defined a frame for us. So it's actually defined a couple frames. So we have a capital fixed frame that is kind of the initial configuration as it's going to draw on the board here. And then we have x, y, and z. Fixed in the configuration shown. And then we're going to have small x, y, z. Small xyz that's fixed to the bar, but in the configuration shown matches capital XYZ. Okay. And what we're really looking for, I think a pretty straightforward and simple problem, is the transformation from, let me just make sure I'm okay. Everybody follow what's happening here? Okay. So we have this configuration. x, y, and then the configuration shown, you have small x, y, z is fixed to the bar, matches this. And rotate here, which is this guy this way, and then we have some rotation about beta. Okay. And we want the total transformation from capital X, Y, Z to small X, Y, Z.
So when you say fixed to bar, it's fixed to the AB bar?
Yes.
At small X, Y, Z?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a question, actually. On the test, we have like 3 or 4 rotations in sequence like that. Do you want us to do the matrix multiplication to get the overall?
No, so that falls under the where
the arithmetic.
Yeah. Okay. That's just a bunch of math. I don't care about that. Right. So if you define, you need to define each one of those matrices.
Right.
Which is what we're gonna do right now. Define each one of those matrices and say, well, the total rotation R is, and you have to make sure you have them in the right order. Right? And yeah, you don't have to do all that matrix math. As long as you've fully defined everything you need to get to that final answer, I'm okay with that. Yeah, so. You guys want to give us a shot on your own, or you just want to walk through it together? Okay, get it started then. We had one vote for get it started on your own, so you win. As is often the case in elections. The people that actually vote are the ones that get what they want. All right. So it looks like everyone is either their stopping point or has it all figured out. So what's the procedure here?
Well, your first rotation, your phi about beta.
Okay. So we have this rotation. What kind of rotation is that? Well, first one doesn't matter really, right? So let's call that R. What does that matrix look like? Just a simple rotation about an x-axis. Good? Okay, so that's our first rotation. Okay, and if I'm doing these, I tend to like to track exactly what's happening. Y prime, and that's phi that way, right? Y, which means so kind of capital Z was there, Z prime, that's phi 2. Right, so that rotation is getting us from capital X, Y, Z to X prime, Y prime, Z prime. Okay, so we have what's next? It's an arbitrary axis, right? It's not aligning with any frame we have right now. So I need something, yeah. So I need to make some kind of rotation to align one of these axes up with BC. Okay. So step 2. Line axis with BC. In this case, I'm going to rotate, I think, about the Z prime axis, right? And then it's just a positive theta in that case. Right? So to go from here to there, so X double prime along BC. Okay. So I'll draw it here. Double prime ends up about BC, and then we have, of course, Y rotates as well, according to some kind of theta. It's a little hard for me to draw over in that corner. So basically, we have the rotation from call that r theta. What's r theta then?
Cosine theta.
Yeah, just a simple rotation about z. Okay, so third rotation is what?
Beta.
Yeah, the one, the beta about x double prime. So this is what's that matrix? It's just a simple rotation about x. Okay, what's left?
You go back and do the transpose.
Yeah. Four. We need to get back to x, y, z. So that is just theta transpose. Okay. So if we're looking for the entire transformation, what do we have? Well, the first rotation, so total R is first rotation is this rotation body fixed, space fixed? Still body fixed, right? So we pre or post multiply. Pre. You can probably tell given how much space I've left and where I've left it. Okay. Then what? We have our beta. And then we need to get back to x, y, z. There you go. Questions about that? Pretty straightforward. So these intermediate steps, for some complex system, for this one, maybe I don't do my research, but I like to keep track of those quite often. This will tell me, certainly I know right now what's going on with this problem. If I came back to this research problem 6 months from now, I may not remember what I was thinking. So this is kind of leaving myself clues. So that's one reason I might would write that out.
It should work to rotate Y to the bar BC.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you could do that. If you did Y to BC, right, you got 90 minus theta, right? So that's a nice exercise. Do it that way, and you should get the same transformation out. Same total transformation. If you then undo that. Yeah, I picked going from X so that it was a positive theta rather than a negative 90 minus theta. Yeah, probably. Something like that. And I think also just a foundational skill to be able to write these rotation matrices quickly and go from one frame to the other is just R times that other vector, right? Okay. Let's do another example. Test prep for you guys, basically. This is another problem from an earlier version of Dr. Ginsburg's book that I couldn't find this exact problem in your book. So you get a nice unique example here. There are lots of similar problems though. So it was problem 336 in that earlier version of the book. And just give me 1 second to try to draw this guy up. Yeah, I get a little better at it usually. And then we're going to define some points, kind of this intersection here, it's A. We're going to say this intersection there is B, and then the endpoint down here, C. Okay. We'll go ahead and call this guy capital Z, let's say. Okay, and then these two from A to B and B to C are both, so L long. So this distance is L, that distance is L. I think that's everything we need. As you can maybe guess, what we want velocity and acceleration of point C. Okay. You guys want to take a minute at that one on your own? You got a no? Yeah? Okay. So we got one vote for no, we got one vote for yes. We need a deciding vote. Okay, so where do we start?
Define some coordinates.
Define some coordinate systems, define some frames. Okay, so what do we want to do? What kind of frames do you think we need? I have one along BC. Sure, I think that's not a bad choice. That's going to be, well, maybe that's kind of our final frame. So I'm going to say, let's call that X, Y, Z. So that's going to make Z here. Y kind of into the board. Put one along AB. I think that's a good choice too. Match up with my notes. Make sure we call it the same stuff. Prime. And in that case, y prime, same direction. Right. Z and z prime. The same direction then. So we have kind of capital X, Y, Z. Again, I fixed, right? And then we have, you know, that rotation. Capital omega about capital Z. We have X prime, Y prime, Z prime are fixed to AB, or is fixed to AB. And then we have x, y, z. X2BC. Okay. What's next?
Well, you can see you gotta find B first.
Yeah, so I know I'm gonna really need to know. All right, well, we know we're gonna need to know. You know, velocity of C. So if we're going to write the velocity that way, then I'm going to need to know the velocity of B, on which that means, hey, the velocity of B, probably can write it with respect to A. And note that the omegas in those two equations are probably not the same. Right? Those, you know, so how do we wanna, what's this first omega? Or what do those omegas actually represent here? The frame, whatever frame you're using to describe those vectors in. That's right. So it quite possibly could be the same, but it's not necessarily the same omega in those two equations. So remember, that's kind of a key point. Place of common mistakes. Well, they're not necessarily the same omega. All right. So if those are the omegas of the frame, well, what of here can we get rid of possibly? Right away in those two equations.
Velocity of A.
Velocity of A we know is zero. Okay. What else do we know zero right away?
The relative.
So the way we've done this, A and B are on the same rigid body. There's no relative velocity, so velocity of B is relative, and B and C are both on the same rigid body. So we have a fairly simple expression for the velocity of point B. What's next? Yeah, we just need to fill out what the remaining terms are. Okay. So what do we want to, you know, how do we determine what frames to describe these things in? I mean, it's what I drew, right? But I could describe, you know, so I have this x prime, y prime, z prime. I could describe point C in the x prime, y prime, z prime axis if I wanted to.
So whatever's easier.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. How do you know which one's easier? Well, I think I'm following what you're saying. So, correct me if I'm wrong. You said start with the position vectors.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, describing the position of B relative to A, we're starting there, kind of working back to C. Well, it's pretty easy to describe that in the prime axis. Right? It's really easy to describe that in prime axis. So, if you talk R B relative to A, is just L I prime. Right. So kind of makes sense then, if that's the only term we have, the right, this omega ends up being the omega of the prime axis. So then what's that angular velocity? Yeah, so you have the capital omega. And you could use either one of those. We want the second way, right? K and K prime are always aligned. So then we have enough to write VB already. VB, there we go. Does that make sense? I see nods. Yes, yeah. Velocity of B is always in that y prime direction as it's spinning around. That's one where if you recognize that B is in pure rotation, right, you could have skipped this even and went straight there. All right, so we got VB for this equation. We just need to figure out what we want these other two terms to be. So how can we describe the position of C relative to B? Yeah, the easiest way is just to go Li. Oh, Li, yep, sorry. So if we choose to do that, then we can write it that way. We could also choose to write this in the prime axis if we wanted to. Right? You have to figure out, you know, if this is theta. You could very well do that rotational transformation, and then this just stays that. So you have that choice always. Right. If we go here, well, we know VB, we got that. We need to write, if we're going to write it in the XYZ frame, we need to write the angular velocity of the XYZ frame, which is what? Okay. I'm going to agree that's part of it. You've got to write the total angular velocity of that frame. Right? So you got it's spinning still. We have positive in the I prime direction. And then we have right, so remember this has to be the total angular velocity of that frame, not just relative to the one before it.
Is it positive, negative,
theta? Y is into the board? Positive? Right? Thumb along the axis. Are they?
Should be. That you wrote prime there also.
Okay. Because yeah, we just rotated about the y axis. Yeah. Or the y prime axis with the y.
You mean so you could do this if you want. This is the reason I did that. So they're all in the prime. Because K and K prime are always aligned. So then when I see this it's going to be way easier for me to transfer this guy into the prime axis than for me to do all three of these terms into the XYZ. Right. Okay, well, how do I go from ijk to I prime j prime k prime? So if I write, let's write it one way. So if I go I this is kind of the forward rotation, if you want, going from my fixed axis out to the other one. You should, of course, could write straight from the straight the other way if you want. But if I'm going from prime to XYZ, what do I have? What kind of rotation? Yeah, this is about a simple rotation about Y. So in that case, and if that's our theta, I know that to be true. Going the other way is just to transpose. And of course, you could write this directly, and it's just a minus theta about that y-axis, and you end up with the same matrix. Okay. Alright, we'll just leave the math of that out. What's to figure out acceleration, what do we need? Well, if we're looking for A of C, right? So I think we have all the components. Once you do this out, right, we have everything we need to solve this. Well, we're looking for, yeah, we're looking for acceleration. Well, we can follow the same path, right? It's vector. So what if what goes away in this equation? Yeah, all the relative stuff because they're on the same rigid body. We said hey, that point is fixed, so it's not accelerating at all. If we say that that guy is constant, what happens? And we're going to work in the x prime, y prime, z prime frame. What happens here? So angular, this is angular acceleration or whatever frame we're going to need, right? So we have kind of our B of A both cases, so we can use the same argument that working the prime frame there probably makes sense. Right. So what we really want or need over here is alpha prime for all of those, if we're going to write those positions in that prime frame. Right. So I think we said, I'm actually told in the problem that this guy is constant. So if the rate's constant and the direction's constant, what do we know about the angular acceleration?
Zero.
Zero, right. So that guy goes away. Okay. We've already solved this term. Right, that's just here. Right, so all you need to do is take cross this with that, and you get the acceleration. What direction should that acceleration be in?
Minus I prime.
Minus I prime towards the center of rotation. Right. So that gives us a B. Again, that's one where if you recognize that B is in pure rotation, you can get right there, right away. Okay. So we have a B, and we're going to need to follow, where are we at? We have our BC, we know this term already, just got a cross. What about the alpha of this guy? So we're also told, I think we're told that basically all these rates themselves are constant. Let me double check. Yes. So all those guys are constant. So what does that mean here? What for alpha, whatever frame we want to describe it in? What effect do we have? Yeah, it's just all we have are the terms that are going to result from the change in direction then. Right. So if we take, if that's alpha omega xyz, we know check one thing before you guys write this. This doesn't feel right for some reason. Yeah, okay. Nope, we're good. So what actually, k prime, we know that's fixed, right? So even though we wrote this term out, we know that's going to end up being zero. Right, because this, well, the rate's fixed as well. Well, no, that's constant, but k prime's fixed, so that should be zero. So we still have, we just have the two right terms to have to work out. And once you do that, you have just one more cross product to do. You're done. Okay. Questions about that? I would know this process pretty well. Some kind of spinning type system and write velocity acceleration of its endpoint or some point along the way.
Though it doesn't have any effect on point B whenever we're solving for that, how come we don't include psi dot or gamma dot, can't really tell, in omega x prime, y prime, z prime?
Omega. Sure. I think actually the way we've written it, yeah, we have a mistake here. That's why it feels weird. So there's actually another rotation we're missing here, right? If this guy is going with gamma or phi dot two, right? Or there's, so you can do it either one of two ways, right? Where it's, so what we started on here is that x prime, y prime, z prime are fixed to AB but don't rotate according to psi dot, right? So in which case you need that here. You have to include that psi dot rotation. Speak up. Thank you. And looking more closely here, that's included in the notes, actually. So I thought it, too, at one point in time. Yeah, I knew this felt weird. So that's one more rotation matrix for you to worry about, basically. But procedure is basically the same.